With us now is Alan Miller-Otto. He's a co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He's the author of A Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. And all you parents out there who are going to be spending a lot of quality time, and maybe not so quality time with your children, in the next month or so, he has some tips for you. Alan, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Father. Hey, I'm glad to be on the show. You know, and you're talking about the drive coming up next week. I think it's a great time for...
Actually, tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Starting tomorrow.
Okay, well, then tomorrow. So tomorrow, I think it's a great time for, you know, people to tune in, you know, with their families and listen together and have some discussions about what they're hearing on this channel. It's a, you know, it's a great channel. You guys offer some really insightful messages, and, you know, it gives a great talking points for a family.
I know, yeah, you said yourself you don't spend much time listening to the news because most of it's not worth listening to, I guess, huh?
No, you know, but the thing, one thing that we can't ignore, you know, and we can't ignore the fact that things are happening, whether I think it's silly or not, things are happening and people are reacting to this, you know, this virus that's being spread. And I think, you know, it's one thing to laugh at it. It's another thing to go overboard the other direction and take it so seriously that you're, you know, afraid to breathe the air, you know. But I think there's a middle ground that we have to find as parents and to find a way to talk to our kids about this as well. And, you know, I think the main thing is to tell them the truth and not to scare them with, you know, news stories that tend to glorify all of what's happening and magnify it to make it seem a lot worse than it is.
Well, I think that's true, Alan. You know, another thing is that our children have been brought up to be on the run. They're going here. They're going to this practice. They're going to school. They're doing this thing. They're doing that thing. They're taking the trip. It might be for some of them rather traumatic not to be able to kind of leave the house or leave the neighborhood. Hopefully you'll have nice weather and you can go outside, but you're not going to go much farther than that.
Oh, absolutely. I think too, if we see the cell towers go down after people are stuck inside, I think it's God's hand directly that's making this happen. Because I think we need to absolutely pay attention to, you know, the freedom that our families have at this moment. And freedom can be a terrifying thing, you know, for those who've never experienced it. And it's not summer, you know, so they're not really out of school. And I think one of the best things that you can do with your younger children is to make a schedule for them and stick to it. You know, is to make a, you know, here's the, from this hour, we're going to be studying. You have a few hours for your phone if that's what you have to do during the day, but you only get maybe an hour tops all day, and you're going to spread that out. So, you know, those are things that we can do for this time at home. But I think it's a great time to read a scripture together, to pray a rosary together, you know, to just sit down and talk, turn the TV off, quit watching the news and getting all scared and, you know, getting in the bunker with the rifle and your supplies. I think it's time to, you know, just talk about other things too with your kids and let them know how to be safe, but then move on from that.
Well, and I think as you kind of noted before, Alan, one of the other issues we face is that oftentimes, you know, the babysitter becomes the internet, and so all the kids are hunkered down with their phones or their tablets, and they're busy doing everything but talking to each other. And some of them think that that's where they're going to be spending all their time. And so for how do moms and dads diplomatically say, this is not what we're going to be doing all the time?
Well, what a wonderful opportunity for growth God has given all our parents and for our children, too, because, you know, it's not easy, and there's no growth happens when there's comfort. So if you want to grow right now, you can't stick your kids in front of an iPad or a phone or a computer and have them become zombies for the next 2 weeks to a month where they, you know, they've not done anything except look at a computer screen. I think it's a challenge. You know, this is a great time to challenge yourself as a parent and to challenge your kids to grow as well and say, look, you know, we're dealing with this. It's something that we haven't had to deal with before, but we're dealing with it. And God's not going to bring us somewhere and leave us, you know, for dead. He's got a plan, and all we need to do is keep praying, and we need to keep, you know, working on things, and we're not going to become, you know, slaves to our phones while we're in the house. And this is a great opportunity to have a little spiritual warfare happen and win.
You know, Alan, would this also be a good time to help teach them some more personal responsibility and really just accountability?
Oh, sure. Sure. And so, look, my daughter just came home from college. They closed her college down. And I said, so what are you planning on doing? Now, this is from years of training. And she's like, well, I'm planning on going to the library. She's like, I'd like to go there. I don't think there's going to be many people there. Now, that's probably changed since, you know, people are closing things down. But she said, I'm going to be working from, you know, 8 in the morning till around 4 in the afternoon with schoolwork. And I made my schedule and I'm sticking with it, you know. And so that takes training, you know. But for younger kids, you've got to give them that structure right now and say, look, this is a smart thing to do, because when you're grown up, you're going to have to do it anyway. So this is a great time to teach personal responsibility.
And also maybe get them to do some of the cooking and cleaning and laundry. That would be a good thing for them, wouldn't it?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, that's part of it. You know, it's part of, let's go back to the 40s and the 50s where, you know, this is what people did anyway. I mean, they didn't really go out as much as people go out now, and they didn't have all the luxuries of people. They also didn't have all the debt that people have now. So it's a great time to teach your kids, you know, the simpler things in life and how to make rations last a bit longer. I tend to look for the rainbows in the storm, so I think that this is a great opportunity God's given everyone, and we have to be smart about it, but I think that it's a great time to teach our kids, you know, how to love the simple things in life and look for the positive, even in a you know, what we're facing with right now.
Now, you know, with this quarantine attitude that's going on, and it's much different in Ohio than it is in Florida right now, what would you say about kids who would want to go, can I go over to my friend's house right now? Can we go over there, and, you know, after I'm done with my schoolwork or my chores, can I go over and spend some time over at their house?
So what age are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking junior high to high school.
So I would challenge them at that point as a parent and say, listen, do you think that's being responsible? I mean, we don't know, you know, we don't know what their family's been through. We don't know where their family's been or who they've come in contact with. Right now, my suggestion would be for high school kids to kind of guide them in the right direction without putting your foot on the back of their neck and making them do something, unless it comes to that point. But, you know, you say that's not the best idea, and, you know, I'd rather you not do that. I just don't think that's the smartest thing for you to do right now. And just, we need to watch, you know, we need to watch our exposure.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're going to go stir crazy, and not only the kids, but mom and dad are going to go stir crazy if they're working from home. I mean, is your business staying open down there?
So far, yeah, thank God so far. I mean, we're definitely seeing some slowdown, though. People are afraid to spend money right now, which always cracks me up because, you know, I have a sign company, so you need advertising no matter what.
That's true.
And I think just, you know, you're going to wait until you need a sign to buy a sign. There's never the time to get one. But I always see, you know, even when the new presidential elections come in, and no matter who's in office, you see a dip or a raise, and it makes me laugh. It's because you need these things no matter what. So, like, you needed toilet paper 4 weeks ago, but now you're gonna take everything off the shelf. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, some of the things people do. So, my lifestyle really hasn't changed a whole lot with my family. I mean, we're not really extravagant type of people. Like, we have simple things, and we have them, and we use them. So, it's like, nothing's really changed a whole lot.
Well, that's good to know, Alan. Well, listen, thanks for sharing with us today, because this is important, because this is really going to be extremely practical and, as I said, a little traumatic for parents and having their kids around. And I'm not saying that they're not used to having their kids. I'm just saying there's not going to be many places for them to go, and you get sick of looking at everybody once in a while, and it's a good thing to learn, you know, how to not get sick about that. So, Alan, if people want to get more information from your website, where can we go?
Go to AdventureCatholic.com. If you want to email me, if you want to order a book, if you want to, you know, find our interviews, that's the best place to do it. We also we have some great information on there. So
well,
AdventureCatholic.com.
Thank you very much, Alan Migliorato. Hope all of you and your family stay healthy.
Thank you very much. God bless.